Welcome to the Growth Times Infinity podcast, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow times infinity in your personal development journey, giving you weekly doses of inspiration, motivation, and insights on how to take your personal growth to the next level. And now, your host, Reggie Bizor.
So I remember growing up in the 80s and the 90s. At that time, I was really into wrestling / sports entertainment. And I remember they had these characters. If you were into wrestling, you knew that they had these characters. They had Coco Beware. They had Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior, the Undertaker, the Junkyard Dog. And even in the state of Texas in Houston, wrestling was a really big deal. So I pretty much, that was my childhood. That was a significant part of my childhood. I grew up watching wrestling. So out of those characters that I named, they were my favorites. Those are characters that I like. One of my favorite characters, though, was Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig. Man, I really dig Mr. Perfect, man. Mr. Perfect was one of my favorites growing up. I remember seeing this guy. I felt like he was one of the best wrestlers. He was the WWF Intercontinental Champion for quite some time. And I thought that he was really good in the ring. And many consider him one of the greats in regards to wrestling, sports entertainment. But not only was I a fan of his wrestling, I was a fan of what he did outside of the ring. See, they would show these clips of Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig. He would do these things that I viewed as incredible. Now, he had the title Mr. Perfect because he was known for doing things perfect. I remember seeing Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig. He would throw a football about 40, 50, 60 yards down the field. And he would run down the field and catch up with the pass. So basically, this dude used to catch his own football passes. One of his clips showed him shooting a basketball from the free throw line, right? But he didn't shoot like a regular free throw. He threw it over his shoulder and made the shot. Absolutely perfect. That was his signature line after he did these amazing things. Absolutely perfect. And I'll tell you also, I was really into Mr. Perfect. When he would walk to the ring, what he would do is he was on his way to the ring, he was chewing gum, right? And as he was walking to the ring, he would spit the gum out and hit the gum away with his hand. And I tell you what, I was really into that. As a matter of fact, I was so into it when I was little and I chewed my gum. That's how I used to dispose of my gum as well. Whenever the flavor would go out from my gum, I would spit it out my mouth and hit it away with my hand. And also, the way I would eat my grapes. This is crazy because Mr. Perfect, I remember him throwing, he used to throw grapes in the air and catch it with his mouth. And I remember when I was little, every time that I would eat grapes, I just throw it up in the air and catch it with my mouth and I'd chew it. But anyways, that's how intrigued I was about Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig. So as I look back on that, Mr. Perfect, Curt Hennig, I was intrigued by the perception of perfection. And I feel like from my childhood, I carried that over until my adult life and throughout my life. I felt like with that, I had this perception of perfection. And I guess initially there was a point of time in my life that I thought perfection existed. I thought the perfect person existed. I thought there were things that were perfect in the world. I would think that situations can be perfect. I really had this perception of perfection. And I thought that it really existed. And I didn't realize it until much later in my life that there's no such thing as perfection. Only God is perfect. And I had to realize that there, but other than that, other than God being perfect, there's no perfect person. There's no perfect thing. There's no perfect situation. Only God is perfect, point blank, period. And for those who are listening, maybe you are still looking for the perfect situation or the perfect person or the perfect thing, like I was in my life. I felt like there were certain parts of my life where I felt like things had to be perfect, especially when I was venturing into something. I felt like in order for me to start this venture, things have to be perfect. I had this perceived thing of how things had to be before I got started. And I had to realize that the perception of perfection is a growth stunner. Because if you're seeking perfection, you're going to be stuck because there's no such thing. So for those who are listening, if you are at that point where you feel like things have to be perfect, and I'm saying this because there was a point in my life where I felt like things had to be perfect. So if this is where you are, I want to inform you that there is no such thing as perfection. And trust and believe I understand the feeling that we want things to be the way we want it to be. We want things to be perfect. We want everything to be perfect. When we get into a relationship with a significant other, we want that to be perfect. We want our spouses to be perfect. Absolutely. That's what we want. We want our life to be perfect. We want our, dare I say, outward appearance to be perfect. You know, we want our clothes to be perfect. We want our look to be perfect. That type of thing. Situations that we get into, we want it to be perfect. As I mentioned before, there were our ventures that we get into before we start getting into something, whether it's starting a new business or whatever the case may be. We want the situation to be perfect going into it in order for us to start. And this is the way I look at the perception of perfection, is that one who seeks perfection is taking away the work that's required. I hope that makes sense to you, because when we have in mind that we want the perfect mate, that we want the perfect significant other, the perfect spouse, we're taking away the work that is required to build the relationship, to build an everlasting relationship. When we are looking for the perfect life, we are taking away the work that is required to maintain our ideal life, taking away the work that's required to live the best life possible. In regards to venturing into a business or venturing into something new, whatever the case may be, if we're seeking perfection in that area, that's taking away the lifelong journey. That's taking away the work required to build our venture, to make our venture amazing, to keep it amazing. That's the way I see the perception of perfection. The perception of perfection takes away the work required. And in closing, I wanted to state that it appears that many of us have been fooled by that classic quote, practice makes perfect, including myself. So not only did I grow up admiring perfection from Kurt Hennig, I was also reminded time after time that practice makes perfect. Now, I know for those who are listening, you have heard that quote a number of times throughout your life. Many of us was fooled by that quote. And again, I learned later on in life that practice doesn't make perfect, because there's no such thing as perfect. I was introduced to the line that practice makes permanent. And I also learned recently that practice makes progress. And also, practice makes better. So I want to encourage you going forward. I want to encourage you to not so much seek perfection, because there's no such thing. But I want you to be progressive. I want you to progress through your growth, progress through your life. And I want to encourage you to continue to keep doing what you're doing. Continue to move forward. Make yourself better. Don't strive to be perfect. Don't seek perfection. I want to encourage you to be better. Get better and better every day. Get better daily and progress daily. And keep up the practice. So if you're listening and you happen to be going through your journey and you're struggling with maybe the perception of perfection, or if you were seeking perfection and it had an effect on your life, I would like for you to share with me your experience. Feel free to reach out to me either through social media or through email. And my email address is growthxinfinity@gmail.com. And I would like to thank you for tuning into the Perception of Perfection episode of the Growth Times Infinity podcast, which you can check out on your favorite platform. And while you're at it, feel free to follow, subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and leave a review. And if you have gotten some value out of this content, I would like to encourage you to share this podcast with others. Now, as we go forward until the next episode, keep growing and keep going.
Thank you for listening to the Growth Times Infinity podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it. Join Reggie on the next episode as the journey continues. Until next time, keep going and keep growing.